This is Nene, and child, shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Hey there, it's the moment you've all been waiting for. That's right, shoulda, coulda, woulda. Shoulda, coulda, woulda is basically my podcast where I'm talking to you about things I should have, could have, and would have known how I would have done them differently. That's right. Sit back, relax, and enjoy my life through my experiences, hoping that you won't make some of the same mistakes of myself and my amazing guest. So sit back, relax, and you can say, child, I shoulda, coulda, woulda. Greetings, celebrities and friends. How are you? Oh my God, guys. So we are back. This is Shoulda, Coulda, Woulda. Okay, so I know y'all like Dwight. Season 2 was a little short. And was there a finale? Okay, y'all. Season 2 was definitely short. There was no official finale. I kind of just ended it. Yeah, I did. I got busy. Don't judge me. I got busy and life got in the way and it is what it is. But I'm back now. And I started to come back and be like, let's just extend season 3. I'm sorry. Extend season 2. And I was like, no. Because honestly, a lot of you guys have gotten your fix with my new show on Bego. So when we were here last, you know, I was in the process of launching my book, which came out, Collar Confessions. Guys, it's my second time being number one bestseller on Amazon. And the book was turned into a hit TV show on Here TV, which shared the name. So the way the book ends, the TV show picks up a year later. Okay. So around the same time, Bego, where you know I'm a host on, actually offered me my own morning show called Good Morning Bego. So some of you guys, I'm sure, are listening to me from Bego, and some of you are like, Dwight, we haven't gone to Bego yet. Well, you should have been on Bego since October, because no shade, Bego has gotten an episode every day, 5 days a week, every morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and no one's complaining. But I am back, and this is Shoulda, Coulda, Woulda. So, guys, today, I definitely want to, you know, kind of catch up, let you know what's been happening in my life. And, yeah, let's get some perspective going. I mean, Good Morning Bego is a different kind of fix. I do, like, celebrity topics, you know, hot celebrity gossip, hot topics and things like that. You know, very Wendy Williams, since, you know, Wendy is currently, well, her show was canceled. We do know that, but we don't know where Wendy gonna be. Honestly, I hope Wendy starts a podcast. Hey, y'all, I mean, she can have a podcast and I can have one too. There's enough room in the sandbox for both of us to play. And that's on period. But I do want to play catch up because on Shoulda, Coulda, Woulda, we talk about inspirational mistakes that's made me, made audience members them, made guests them, and so on. So I definitely want this platform to continue to do that. But I definitely would love for you to come and check me out on Good Morning Bego, which airs exclusively on Bego, guys. And that happens 7 days a week. I mean, 5 days a week. Y'all, whatever. I'll be back.
Son of a biscuit-eating bulldog.
What the French toast?
Did you think I wouldn't find out about your little doo-doo head cootie queen?
Who are you calling a cootie queen, you lint licker?
Pickle you, kumquat!
You're overreacting.
No, Bill, overreacting was when I put your convertible into a wood chipper. Stinky McStink face!
You hoboken.
I mean, I'm not the first show to not have a season finale. I mean, there have been many shows, like actual shows, like TV shows on a season finale. Look at Girlfriends. Hell, they didn't have a series finale. And I'm still mad about that. Like, seriously. That should be a moment in Shoulda, Coulda, Woulda. Because, low-key, Girlfriends did not have a season finale. We never got a chance to see if Joan was actually going to make it to the altar. Remember, finally, Joan had a man. And I was so mad at Lynn and Maya because he had been trying to propose to her. And they were giving him, like, the runaround, making her, like, suffer and wait. And it even got to the point where Joan actually proposed to the man. Like, So then finally he ended up proposing. It was so beautiful. Everyone was there except Tony. Tony was not there. But if we get a girlfriend's movie or a girlfriend's reboot, they have to bring back Jill Marie Jones. Like, they have to, who plays Tony Childs. You cannot have girlfriends without her. And that's on period. But Shoulda, Coulda, Woulda is not the only show to not have a season finale. I'm just saying. And I did come back. I have had some people say, you still got a podcast? Yes, I still have a podcast. Okay? And I am here. Guys, so much has happened. Oh, my God. One thing I definitely want to talk about is Jussie Smollett. So, on hiatus, we know that Jussie Smollett was actually convicted of, they're saying, you know, falsifying and his attack. And they're saying, allegedly, it didn't happen. Well, honey, Jussie has filed an appeal, and he is fighting this thing, and I'm definitely staying close to it. I will say this, and since I've seen you guys last, I've actually adopted this new mind frame around cancel culture. I no longer believe in cancel culture. I know you're like, what do you mean? And I don't. So when I was in actually Miami for my book signing there, shouts out to Miami, I met this incredible influencer. Her name is I'm a Pound Cake. Her name is Dani. And Dani talked about how she doesn't subscribe to cancel culture. However, she subscribes to educating. And I had this aha moment where I was like, you know what? You're absolutely right. Because oftentimes we immediately go and we cancel people when in actuality, we should probably support them because there could be a lot going on. There could be mental health or just ignorance to a situation or circumstance. So when someone says something to offend me, instead of me immediately canceling them, the thing that I have decided to do is actually partner with them and educate them so they know better. Do you feel me? Like, it's so easy just to write someone off. I think about my own life when there have been instances where I have made mistakes or I've made comments that I didn't mean. And thank God I wasn't canceled. You know, thank God someone actually thought about me enough to be like, hey, Dwight, that is not appropriate. I remember once, and don't cancel me for this, y'all, but I was working an event and I've always heard, you know, the phrase, they tried to Jew me down. And I didn't realize that came from, you know, the basically calling Jewish people cheap. It never dawned on me. And I made that comment, and a friend of mine that was Jewish was like, Dwight, that is very, very highly inappropriate. And I was like, why? He was like, you just said Jewed me down. And that's offensive as a Jewish person. And then he explained it to me. And I said, I never realized Jewed me down was referring to Jewish people. It's just something that I've heard people say around me my entire life. And I read it in books and I felt so ignorant, and it's something I would never say again, you know? And thank God I had someone in my life that loved me enough to educate me so that I wouldn't be out here in these streets sounding stupid. All right, we'll be back.
This is a moment in Shoulda, Coulda, Woulda.
Hey there. So this is a moment in Shoulda, Coulda, Woulda. All right. So today's moment is actually, you know, a dedication to me and my girlfriends. They're through thick and thin. My girlfriends. Yes. Do we all remember the show Girlfriends? Oh my God. I loved Girlfriends so much. I mean, Girlfriends was about a group of friends that lived in Los Angeles, California. And they were fabulous for women of color. The show's often been compared to Sex and the City. But to be honest, Sex and the City is a completely different show, and the only similarity is it's four women. I mean, that's the only similarity. These women were, you know, I think friend circles often emulate or take on the characteristics or nickname particular people from shows. So within my friend circle, I am the Tony Childs. Tony Childs is the friend. She comes from the country. Yes, born on a farm. Similarities there. She is the self-proclaimed diva. Self-proclaimed cute one. Okay, I don't consider myself the cute one in my friend circle, but I ain't ugly. But I, you know, but I'm the Tony Childs. I really am. Like, I'm bougie by nature. It's not on purpose. My facial expressions definitely share what I'm thinking. And a lot of times I'll say things and I think I'm being nice, but child, clearly I'm not. Prime example, one of my friends actually got engaged while we were away on Pride. And I was like, wait, he proposed to you? Oh my God, I thought I'd be first. Oh, I'm so happy for you, girl. Didn't mean any harm, just came out that way. But yeah, I'm Tony. Also in that circle, they have Joan. So Joan actually is Bo on Blackish now. So that's Tracy Ellis Ross, actually plays the character of Joan. So Joan is the friend that she's the glue, always hosting things, give the best advice, can't keep a man, but always got advice for everybody else love situations. Then you have Maya, who is started off as Joan's assistant. So that's Golden Brooks. And Maya is the keeping it real. Oh, hell to the hell. Oh, hell to the no. You know, definitely urban, very urban assistant. But she's a friend in the group that, you know, keeps it real. She is a wife. Her and her husband work. They work hard. They have a son. She had her son very, very young. And it's just incredible mother. And then you have Lynn Searcy, who is, the free loan friend. Gone with the wind, anywhere the wind blows. But definitely, like, free-spirited, down to earth, heart of gold, but not necessarily reliable or dependable. So the reason we're talking about girlfriends today is, so girlfriends, which spent off the show, The Game, did not have a last episode. So I'm actually going to read to you the recap of the last episode. Joan goes to the school at which Aaron was her boyfriend at the time. She finally was in a committed relationship, taught to read his letter to the students. Lynn turns in a subpar song to her record label in an attempt to get out of a contract, and William tries to teach Jabari how to drive. This was season 8, episode 13. So after 8 seasons, this is y'all gonna give us? Really? Y'all, I'm still pissed about it. I'm still pissed about it. Because girlfriends should have gave us something else. So let me tell you what the episode should have been. It should have been, finally, Joan gets married. I think it would have been Joan's wedding. Aaron and Joan could have walked down the aisle and she could have finally got the wedding that she wanted and deserved and the love. Because I feel like we watched the show for 8 seasons, hoping and wishing for Joan to get married. And I think her and Tony would have made up because her and Tony fell out and Tony ended up moving away. So Tony wasn't even on the last season. Tony ended up moving to follow Todd, her new ex-husband, and you know me and Tony both married short men, and both were a little too much for our husbands, but you know what? It is what it is. But Tony and Joan should have made up. Totally should have made up. And it should have been Joan's wedding. The season finale should have been Joan's wedding. And as they're about to say, I do, Joan has flashbacks of all of her incredible moments with her girlfriends. You like that, don't you? This has been a moment in shoulda, coulda, woulda. All right, but back to Jesse, because that's what we were talking about specifically. And I mean, I feel like what's happened is he's just been canceled. And as a fellow man of color, and me being not only a man of color, I'm a black gay man, I just can't completely cancel this young man. And especially, I don't know the details. I don't know all of them. And I know I've said this and people are like, Dwight, are you serious? And like, I definitely think that people should be held responsible for things they do. And if he's ever proven completely guilty, then he'll have to, you know, accept his punishment. But what do we do know? We do know that Jussie Smollett was sentenced to 150 days in jail in order to pay a $145,000 fine for apparently lying to the police about being a victim of a hate crime. The hoax took place in Chicago in 2019. He was found guilty on all five charges in December 2021 over his false reports of being attacked. After being sentenced in March of 2022, he said he did not do this, and he shouted, "I am not suicidal," repeatedly in court, which... Jussie, that was, I know why you were doing it, you know, because, you know, sometimes we mysteriously go to jail, and as Black people, we sometimes don't come out at all. So I get why you said what you said. However, it came off a bit, dramatic. Yeah. Maybe it came off a little bit dramatic, but yeah. Anyways, moving right along. So he was in jail all of maybe almost a week. I think it was almost a week he was in jail. And then he got out working on the appeal, which could honestly backfire. It could definitely backfire. It could backfire because if he's found guilty with the appeal, he may get more time. And something that I did not like, and this bothered me a little bit, but when the family was campaigning for him to be released, one of the reasons they campaigned for him to be released was apparently, allegedly, it was reported that Jussie has a immune deficiency disease. Allegedly. And for me, it made me feel like they were trying to insinuate something. And if that is what they were trying to insinuate, I don't think it's appropriate. I don't think it's appropriate at all to insinuate anyone's health status. And it just sucks as a celebrity that, you know, us regular people had to hear about it. Also, I feel like it's people out there that are getting arrested and getting released that have done worse. Can we talk about the little boy that killed people at the Black Lives Matter movement? Can we talk about him and how this little boy got no jail time? And I'm using the word little boy very loosely. Yeah. That part. I just... But you know what, for me, y'all, I had to create a story in my head. If you watch Good Morning Bigo, that's one thing I'm always doing, y'all. I'm always creating stories within my head. But because, you know, there's just certain elements of the story that just don't make sense for my liking. Like the fact that he was out in the middle of winter and it was like a polar vortex, one of the coldest days in 2019. And he was out going to Subway in the middle of the night. And apparently, you know, some MAGA supporters, and MAGA, M-A-G-A, stands for Make America Great Again. We know the Trump people. Some MAGA supporters yelled out, you know, ain't that F word from that show Empire. And he said they attacked him, put a noose around his neck, and it was just a mess. And for me, I'm just like, first off, no shade to anybody that works on Empire. No shade Lee Daniels. No shade Taraji. No shade Terrence or Jussie. But I just feel like MAGA supporters are not watching Empire. And if they are watching Empire, I'm not sure they would be able to recognize, you know, Jamal in the middle of the night in one of the coldest days of the year. And even if they did recognize Jamal, they would have recognized Jamal, not Jussie. You feel me? They would have been like, yo, there's that F-A-G-G-O-T Jamal from Empire. But I feel like they don't sit around watching Empire. Am I right or wrong? We'll be back. Are your chakras aligned? I know mine are. You should definitely ensure that your chakras are aligned. Take a moment each day to kind of meditate and reset. If you need some coaching around that, you should talk to my homegirl Jessica from Jess Be Inspired. Jessica is an incredible Reiki master that can get your chakras right aligned and everything back flowing. She owns a crystal shop where you can buy incredible crystals like maybe a rose quartz or an onyx for protection. And she even does coaching. She is the Jack or the Jill of all trades. If you want to create your greatness, shift some things around, and maybe just be inspired, go and check out Jessica on Instagram at Jess Be Inspired. That's JessBeInspired. Jess Be Inspired. And remember, create your greatness and stay inspired. Okay, y'all. So for me, this is what I think happened. I think because, you know, later on we found out that apparently the two men that attacked him were, you know, background players from the show Empire. So this is what I think. I think that perhaps Jesse was, you know, connected with one of the guys. You know. And the guy may not have been out. Perhaps he was on the DL. And this is why, y'all, oh, God, thank you for delivering me through my DL stage. And Lord knows the temptation has been very, very hard in Dallas because I feel like every man that comes my way is in the closet. They say everything's bigger in Texas, honey. It is. The men and the closets. Okay? Everything's bigger. The houses, the state, the food. The men and the closets, bigger. But yeah, I think that perhaps the guy wasn't, you know, secure in his sexuality. And, you know, they were, you know, messing around on the low. And I think that old boy's brother started hanging out with, you know, them as well. But when the brother would hang out, Jesse wasn't able to get the attention that he was getting when the brother wasn't around. So Jesse finally got fed up with it. He was like, you know what? I'm done with this. Like, I'm over it. And I think he went to New York because, you know, Jesse actually got a place, or I know he had a place in Washington Heights. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, he got a place up there. And, well, actually, it's not the Heights. It's like, you know, the last stop on the 3 train, which is technically not the Heights, but I still consider that the Heights. You know that famous basketball court in the projects where, like, every basketball player in New York has played over there in that area? Anyways, so back to the story. So I think Jesse was over in the Heights and he met some Dominican. Let's call him Jose. So he met this Dominican named Jose. And the thing is, when you mess with a Dominican on the DL, they'll still appear, like, on your story, on your timeline, on your social media. Like, they'll still be like, I'm straight, that's my boy. But a Dominican man, or Latino in general, will still make you feel special, will still have you feeling loved. These black brothers, honey, they make you feel loved behind closed doors, in the hotel room, in the car, but not at the movie theater and not in the streets and definitely not on social media, okay? But I feel like Jose probably appeared on Jesse's timeline story, and whatever the little brother name, I can't even pronounce his name, but the African brother saw it and was in his feelings. So when Jesse had returned back to Chicago to, you know, go back to Empire and film, that they set him up. And I think they set him up and did attack him. Yes, 100%. And the reason Jesse lied is Jesse didn't want to put another black man in the system. He lied to protect two black brothers. This is why this man lied. And we need to stand behind him. 100%. And this is all alleged. This is all created in my head. This may not be real, but for me, it's real. And because in the morning when I get up and look at myself in the mirror, I remind myself of this story. I'm able to stand with Jesse. That's right. Stand with him. Because it ain't right. He's trying to keep two brothers out the system. He ends up in the system himself. What did it at? I know, y'all. My producer's like, what? What'd you say? Where they do that at? Chicago. That's where. That's exactly where they do it at. And we didn't even get a real season finale for Empire because of that. Well, we really didn't get a real season finale for Empire because of the COVID-19. I was so mad. Because, you know, Empire is one of those shows that they show you what's happening at the end of the season. And then it goes to the episodes. And then you get to the end. But the end was not the end because of COVID. Because remember, Cookie was supposed to blow up in a car and also Lucius? Like, my brain's all jumbled up. I'm like, what? What are y'all trying to show us? So y'all don't be over here mad at me because y'all didn't get a season 2 finale. And you may not get a season 3. I don't know yet. We'll see. But we'll be back. Hey there. Are you enjoying Shoulda Coulda Woulda? Well, it seems like you are. So for those of you that want to send me a special message or perhaps share your own shoulda, coulda, woulda moments, you can do so now by emailing me at youshouldacouldawoulda@gmail.com. That's youshouldacouldawoulda@gmail.com. Also, if you want to send a special message, perhaps comment, or maybe give a bitch a donation, because you know I ain't working, hit me up at www.oneillappeal.com. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at oneillappeal as well. And if you're lucky, I might delete a friend or two and add you on Facebook. I love you for listening and for all the support. God bless.
The last flight out of here?
Yes, sir. You might have to go straight to the airport.
I don't have no luggage.
I'm rolling.
But it's better for you to go home than not have luggage.
No, it's not. It's not. Because where y'all coming out there?
What's it like? It's in your luggage.
But no, guys, seriously, if anything you got from today's show is, like, let's just not immediately cancel people. Like, the next time someone posts something transphobic or homophobic, like, DM them and be, especially if you know them. You know, if you don't know somebody, like, I get it. It can be a bit challenging to reach out to them. And I know somebody out there, like, I don't mind reaching out to somebody I don't know. Well, guess what? They may mind. They don't know you like that. So, although you might be trying to give them advice from a place of love, sometimes you don't know people, they don't know your approach. And especially if you could be aggressive with it, because I know I'd be aggressive with it. I'm very direct. That's why y'all ass didn't like me on The Circle. I was too damn direct for people. But my thing is, if I'm direct with you, that means I care. Like, 100% means I care. But instead of immediately canceling people, why not reach out to people and honestly find out where they are in learning or knowing about the subject matter that they're commenting on. Like, where is their educational level on trans? Where is their educational level on being Black in America? Where is their educational level on handicaps, disabilities, special needs, political? Like, where is the person's, you know, educational level before we immediately, you know, write them off and cancel them? There are so many times I could have been canceled. I share with y'all about my stupid comment about my Jewish brothers and sisters. How many times have you made a careless comment about someone within a community? Just recently, a very good friend of mine, celebrity, made a comment about trans. And I went to her from a place of love. And I told her, honey, you are one of the biggest advocates I know within our community. And publicly, you said something that no one else caught, but I did. And I wanted to come to you and let you know that this is the appropriate way to say that. Because God forbid someone cancels you over you misstating something because no one took the time to go to you and educate you. And she was so grateful for me. And she was like, oh my God, brother, thank you so much for that. She said, I had no idea. And oftentimes we don't have any idea. But we out here ready to throw the first stone and cancel people over a mistake. Guys, we were put on this earth to do one thing. To love. And how do you love? One way of loving is you actually educate your brothers and sisters. You help them be the best version of themselves. It's many ways of loving, but that's one way you can do it. So why not spread love and show love through education versus canceling? Now, there's some people that, you know, I ain't canceled, but they're on long-term timeout. How you doing? They're on long-term timeout. Robert, you one of them. Y'all probably like, who is Robert? Step in the lane of love. Keep it on the down low. I believe I can fly. Robert Kelly. Yes. A.K.A. Robert Kelly. You not canceled, but you on punishment, honey. You upstairs sitting up in your room like you Brandy with no TV, no snacks. You get 3 meals a day and that's it. No playtime, no video games, no nothing. You on long-term punishment. How you doing? He like, I ain't doing too good. You got me on punishment. Well, you know what you did. And he ain't the only one on punishment. Everyone that aided his behavior is on punishment too. Security guards, management teams, everyone that knew that was what was going on and they did nothing, you're equally on punishment. All right. Well, guys, we are back. This is season 3, and season 3 is about to be lit and unfiltered. All right. The things I'm going to be bringing to you this season, you better get ready. You better sit back and you better listen, because, baby, don't be sitting here talking about I shoulda, coulda, woulda. All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I love you for listening. God bless. Bye. Uh-oh. That's all of today's episode of Shoulda, Coulda, Woulda. But wait, I'll be back next Wednesday with a brand new one. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.